ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुनुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ प्रज्ञानां सुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः We are still seeing Gaudapada Acharya's Karikas summarizing the content of the 12th mantra. In fact, content of the whole Upanishad also. And where we understand Pranavaha, very important thing I want to remind you again, how Navaha means a name. Pranavaha is a unique name, unique word, one word which stands for all the forms. But what exactly is implied is, Pranavaha is nothing but, Pranavaha implies only abstract, formless reality, the pure consciousness, which alone is in the form of everything here. That is the uniqueness. So that Pranavaha, as we have seen, we have to see the 28th Karika today. First day we saw how Pranavaha is the only source of origination. Pranavaha in terms of pure consciousness, the abstract reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, is the only source of existence, origination, existence and resolution of everything. Therefore, origination is mithya, existence is also of beings is mithya, and resolution is also mithya. These three do not happen independently outside of the pranavaha, the consciousness. The consciousness is the unchanging, beginningless, endless substratum of adhishthanam, of origination, existence and resolution. Therefore, these functions as origination, existence, resolution, not being outside of consciousness or independent of the consciousness, they are all mithya. That's why the adhishthanam alone is satyam, which is pranavaha, which we understood yesterday. That is why, and that pranavaha, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, being the essence of oneself, being the very self of every being, the content of I, discovering that pranavaha, arriving at that pranavaha itself is what? Understanding the pranavaha is attaining the pranavaha. There's no way of attaining pranavaha because pranavaha is already you. Discovering itself is attaining, which you understood yesterday. 28th karika, we'll see here. Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat. Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. Sarvavyapinamongkaram. Sarvavyapinamongkaram. Matvadhiro Nashochati. Matvadhiro Nashochati. Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat. Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. Sarvavyapinamongkaram. Sarvavyapinamongkaram. Matvadhiro Nashochati. Matvadhiro Nashochati. So, as what is implied by pranavaha is nothing but abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Pranavaha alone is Ishwaraha. There is no, even the pranavaha is not Ishwaraha. Pranavaha alone has the status of being the Lord of everything. There is no Ishwaraha other than the reality, pure knowledge implied by the term, the syllable Om, Pranavaha. Pranavaha hi Ishwaram Vidyat. Okay, Pranavam hi Ishwaram Vidyat. May one understand, one should understand that Pranavaha is the Ishwaraha. Pranavaha is Ishwara. Why? Pranavaha, what is implied by Pranavaha is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? The source of manifestation of knowledge. The source must be there for something to manifest, isn't it? The source of manifestation of knowledge is Pranavaha, the pure knowledge. Therefore, the manifestation of consciousness alone is here Ishvara, the Lord. Pure knowledge is Pranavaha, pure knowledge is Brahma, pure knowledge is Atma. Manifested knowledge, manifestation of the knowledge is here revered as Ishvara. What is manifestation of knowledge? The twofold. Knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of this is. This is knowledge. I am is knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, this knowledge happens in the individual mind only. I am, knowledge also rises in the mind. This is, the knowledge of the existence of the world also happens in the mind only. So which is Ishvara? Understand? The knowledge manifested is Ishvara here. Therefore, Pranavaha, the pure knowledge alone, is in the form of Ishvaraha, the manifested knowledge in all the beings. So knowledge is this, not only this knowledge of existence alone is not. Even knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions of inert material organs is also Ishvara. The highest form of knowledge is what? Existence of the self, I am. Then, existence of the world in terms of this is, I am, this is. These two manifestations of knowledge. First, then, what is? Everything that is. Anything is means it is manifestation of knowledge. So the manifested knowledge alone, the pure knowledge alone, is manifested as the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions. And the functions alone prove the life being there in all the inert, material, physical aspects, the physical bodies, physical organs. Therefore, that is Ishvara. So Ishvara is in the form of knowledge. The knowledge which is available for recognition is manifest knowledge. Knowledge which is not available for recognition is what? Pure knowledge. So, the knowledge available for recognition is the proof for the source being there. So, the knowledge obtaining in every organ here, in every function, the function of circulation, the function of respiration, the function of digestion, the function of evacuation, excretion, the function of retention, the function of cell division, function of growth, function of expansion, function of shrinking, all these functions, not in the physical, human physical body, in all the living beings of all the creatures, even in the multicellular organism, maybe amoeba or paramecium, or virus or cell, or microbes, the plants, the birds, everywhere there is knowledge. Every living creature is a bundle of knowledge, not matter, not bundle of inert matter, it's all knowledge. When it threw the skin of the sapodilla fruit, the bird came and caught it, it left it. When the fresh part of it caught it, didn't leave it. Jnanam. Isn't it? So, of course, we can talk so much about this jnanam. I don't want to take much time. There is knowledge. that knowledge is, we do not see the knowledge through physical eyes, but we understand knowledge being manifested. The manifested knowledge available for understanding is Ishvara. So Ishvaraha, who is Ishvara? Consciousness is not Ishvara. Pranavaha is not Ishvara. There is no Ishvara other than Pranavaha. Consciousness. So, may one understand that Ishvara also to be none other than nothing but Pranavaha, the pure consciousness. Because manifestation of knowledge, the source of manifestation is Pranavaha. Manifested knowledge is Ishvara. So Ishvara is Pranava. Pranava is not Ishvara. May one understand Pranava to be Ishvara, to be in the form of Ishvara. And that Pranava, in the form of knowledge, Ishvara, where is he? Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. May one understand Pranavaha, the pure consciousness, the source of knowledge being manifested as knowledge in obtaining in the heart of every being. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitam. Bhagavan Krishna says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesherjuna Tishthati. Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Ishvaraha Tishthati. Same thing. So here, Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitaha Ishvaraha. Sarvasya Hridi Samsthitaha Ishvaraha. Samsthita means what? Sthita means remains unmovingly, immovably. Ishvara remains unmovingly, unchangingly, immovably as the very existence, as the very truth in the heart of every being. Which means Ishvara is complex. Ishvara is inside, outside of the body. Ishvara has no inside and outside. But still, that all-pervasive Ishvara, appearing inside and outside of everything, that Ishvara is available for recognition in the heart of every being. Therefore, it is said that Pranavaha alone is there as Ishvara, pervading all the minds. Okay, remains unchanging, unchangeably, unchangingly, unmoving, immovably. Ishvara is there as the very truth. So, sarvasya hrisamsitam Ishvaram vidyat. How Ishvara is there? Ishvara is there in the form of knowledge. What is the form of Ishvara? Jnanam. Vyaktam jnanam Ishvaraha. Avyaktam jnanam Pranavaha Atma Brahma. Manifested knowledge. As what? As I am, as this is. Then as the knowledge involved, backing the art involved in all the functions, the whole life. So we want to understand Pranava to be Ishvara, obtaining in the heart of every being. Sarvasya Hrisamsitam Ishvaram Pranavam Vidyat. And who is this Pranava? Sarvavyapinam. So Ishvara, Pranava being manifest as Ishvara, remaining, obtaining in the heart of every being, is not only in the heart, Sarvavyapi. We should not mistake, oh, Ishvara is only sitting in the heart of every being. No. Ishvara is all pervasive. Sarvavyapinam. Ishvaraha sarvavyapi. Ishvara, and that Ishvara. So, sarvavyapinam omkaram matva. Having understood, having recognized, having known, having discovered that all pervasive reality implied by the term Om, Omkaraha, Dhiraha, the person becomes brave, the wise person becomes brave, and the wise person does not grieve. So wise alone does not grieve. The one who does not grieve is brave. Whoever grieves is not brave, who is not wise. The difference between the person of grief, the person who does not grieve, is the difference between argent ignorance. That's what Krishna says in the very first 11th verse, what? Panditaha na shochanti. Wise people do not grieve, which means whoever grieves is not wise. He said that. So, na shochati. It is repeatedly said, grief is something unwanted. The grief will resolve for good only in the wake of the knowledge of the truth being one's own self. That is how a person becomes really a brave person. Otherwise, there is no bravery. So, dhiraha, omkaram, sarvavyapinam, omkaram matva nashochati. This is the, so benefit of the jnanam is also brought in this verse, Karika. Okay. Let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, page number 356. Sarva Prani Jatasya. Sarva Prani Jataha means all the living beings which are born here. Every living being which is born here, Smriti Pratyaya Aspade Hridaye. Hridayam, the physical heart. In the physical heart alone, there is the Indriya. Physical heart is the Golakam in which there is Indriyam called Antahkaranam. And the Antahkaranam otherwise said to be Manaha. Together as we can Manaha, Buddhi, Chittam, Ahankaraha, together we can say Manaha. Okay, again I can say page 356. It's okay. So this Hridayam, the Golakam, is the physical heart within which there is Antahkaranam. Otherwise, we totally, together as I said, Manaha, mind is there. And that mind is Antahkaranam is what? Aspadam, seat. Aspadam, Aspadaha means seat. Location, the place. Seat of what? Smritihi and Pratyayaha. Smritihi, memory. Pratyayaha means cognition. Smriti, Pratyaya, Asp. Smritehe, Pratyayanamcha. Aspadam, Hridayam. Heart, physical heart is the Golakam in which the mind obtains. That mind is the seat of what? Cognitions and author's memory. In that Antahkaranam of every living being. Sarva Prani Jatasya Smriti Pratyaspade Hridaye. In the heart, in the mind, the seat of memory and cognition of every living being, every living creature, Ishvaraha Sthitaha Asti. Ishvara is very much there. Ishvaraha is very much there. And the who is Ishvara? Sthitam is Pranavaha. Pranavaha is there as Ishvara. Pranavaha is there as Ishvara in the heart of every living being, the seat of memory and cognition. One vidyat, one should discover one should understand that Pranava, who alone, Pranavaha Omkaraha, which alone is in the form of Ishvara, manifested knowledge. And that Pranava, Sarvavyapinam. No, Shankaracharya explained, Sarvavyapi Pranavaha. Vyomavat Sarvavyapi. Vyoma means space. Vyomavat Sarvavyapi Omkaraha Pranavaha. The Pranavaha Omkaraha is all pervasive like this space. In fact, space is the most pervasive of all the element, in the elemental world, objective universe. But really speaking, we say like the space is all pervasive, really speaking, Omkaraha, in the form of pure consciousness, is pervasive of the space also. So absolutely all pervasive like the space. And as the space pervades everything, Omkara pervades everything including the space. Therefore, Sarvavyapi, one should understand that all-pervasive reality, the Omkara. He says, Shankaracharya adds words, okay? Here ends the commentary on the Karika words. Now he adds, one should understand Omkaraha, the Ishvara, all-pervasive Omkaraha, obtaining as the Ishvara, Ishvara remaining in the heart of every living being, he is having said that, as what? Atmanam. May one should understand that all-pervasive Omkara to be Ishvara, obtaining the heart of all the beings as one's own self. Atmanam. As the self. Otherwise, discovering Omkara will be of no use. One must discover Omkara being one's own self. In every heart, Omkara is there, available for recognition for every individual as one's own self. So one should discover Omkara as the self, obtaining in the heart of every living being, so in one's own heart also, the seat of memory and cognition, lending existence to the memory and existence to the cognitions, existence to all the thoughts, Omkara is there as the very knowledge. Vyomavat Sarvavyapinam Omkaram Atmanam. And who is this Omkara obtaining as Ishvara in the heart of every being is asamsari, asamsarinam. So these words add by Shankaracharya. The Omkara, this pure consciousness is asamsari. Even Ishvara is samsari. You know that Ishvara also comes and goes. Ishvara's status comes and goes. You see, Ishvara is free. Ishvara has no ignorance. So Ishvara is free. But Ishvara's status is also what? Mithya. But here, asamsari, pure consciousness is free from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. So asamsari, free from samsara. So the Pranavaha, who is all pervasive like space, who is Ishvara, up in the heart of every being, and who is free from samsara. Asamsarinam Atmanam. So one should discover all pervasive Pranavaha, the consciousness, obtaining as Ishvara in the hearts of all the people, as one's own self, which is free from samsara. So Ishvara, Omkara is Ishvara. Ishvara alone is there in all the heart, minds. Therefore, the truth of every individual is Pranava, Omkara, Ishvara, which is Omkara. Ishvara is Sasamsari, Therefore, you are a samsari. The self is a samsari. You are a samsari. You are a samsari, sarvavyapi, ishvaraha, pranavaha. See, you are a samsari, sarvavyapi, omkaraha, pranavaha. Ishvaraha pranavaha. So already he is also Mahavakyam here. Mahavakyam has already come. Okay. Having discovered that Atma, Dhiraha, who is Dhiraha? Buddhiman. Dhiraha, Buddhiman. Matva, having understood that the intelligent person, brave person, wise person, understood, Nashochati, does not grieve. Why wise person does not grieve? There is no possibility of having the cause of grief. In the wake of the knowledge of Pranavaha, it is impossible to have ignorance. Once ignorance is there, there is no ignorance. Ignorance is what? The cause of grief. Ignorance goes, the cause goes, effect the grief also results. So the person does not grieve when the cause of grief becomes resolved as a result of the knowledge. Then again, most famous quotation from Chandogya Upanishad, third mantra, the first section of seventh chapter is what? Tarati shokam atmavit. We all know this very well. Tarati shokam atmavit. In every Upanishad, in any commentary, Shankara Bhagavad Pada will not leave this quotation. Tarati shokam atmavit. Atmavit, the knower of the self, overcomes, crosses grief in the form of becomes free from grief. Ityadi shrutibhyaha. From these shruti statements also, we understand the same fact revealed by the Upanishad, revealed by the Karika. That person, omkaram pranavam matva na shochati. Okay. We move on to the next Karika. 29th Karika. Same page. 356. Amatro nanta matrascha. Amatro nanta matrascha. Dvaitasyopashamashivaha. Dvaitasyopashamashivaha. Amatro nanta matrascha. Amatro nanta matrascha, dvaitasyopashamashivaha, dvaitasyopashamashivaha. Omkaro vidito yena, omkaro vidito yena, samunirnetaro janaha, samunirnetaro janaha. Omkaro vidito yena, omkaro vidito yena, samunir natnetaro janaha, samunir netaro janaha. Here, amatraha is one avagraha, yes, which is akara. Therefore, amatraha, anantamatraha, cha dvaip tasya upashamaha shivaha omkaraha. The four words, amatraha, anantamatraha, dvaitasya upashamaha shivaha. Four words describe omkaraha. What is omkaraha? Omkaraha is om, the single syllable pranavaha, is nothing but pure awareness, pure knowledge. That pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, is free from all limitations. the pure consciousness implied by the silence amatra, amatra of omkara, is actually amatra, means it is free from all limitations. It is immeasurable from all limitations. Time-wise limitless, spatial limitless, object-wise limitless. That is why it is amatraha. Then, amatraha means what? Anantaha. It is not limited. Then, anantaha. Amatraha means anantamatraha. See, Gaudapachari himself explains that word amatraha. Anantamatraha. Anantamatraha means what? This, what is 74th component of Omkara is actually Satyam, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Anantamatraha. Infinitude. It's infinite. And this infinite reality consciousness alone is implied by the term Omkaraha, which is the implied meaning of the word Omkaraha, is what now? It is only source of resolution of duality. Dvaitasya Upashamaha. Omkaraha Upashamaha. Upashamaha literally means resolution. So, dvaitasya upashamaha yaha omkaraha saha dvaitasya upashamaha omkaraha. It is the only source of resolution of the duality. Which means, consciousness is neither the knower nor the known. Consciousness is free from knower, known, knowledge divisions. Consciousness is free from all divisions and differences. Consciousness is absolutely the only satya adhishtanam, the absolutely real substratum of everything is consciousness. Therefore, it is free from duality, the source of the resolution of duality. For daitasya upashamaha, then Shivaha, Omkara is auspicious. Why it is auspicious? It is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness and happiness. Because it is anantamatraha, of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude, it is the nature of fullness, it means happiness. So already we have seen the meaning of the word happiness, Shivaha. So being auspicious means being happy. Being happy means happiness. Happiness means what? Happiness is that which is devoid of grief, does not create grief, that in knowing which grief will resolve for good is Shivaha. That is why Om Namah Shivaya mantra is so significant. Okay, then Shivaha and that such omkara, the omkara which is of this nature, amatraha omkaraha, the pure consciousness, witnessing the silence, the pure consciousness which is of, which is infinite, which is limitless, the pure consciousness which is the source of resolution of duality, the pure consciousness which is happiness, which is auspiciousness. That happiness, that omkaraha, viditaha, yena. Omkaraha becomes known by whom? Yena viditaha. Saha munihi. Saha munihi means that person alone becomes munihi. That person alone becomes Munihi, by whom Omkara is understood, Omkara becomes known. By whom Omkara has been known, by whom Omkara is known, that person alone becomes Munihi. which means knower of Omkara becomes Munihi. Omkara vit Munihi Bhavati. The knower of Omkara becomes Munihi. Na itaraha janaha. Not any other person. No other person becomes Munihi. The knower of Omkara becomes the Munihi. Okay. Becomes Munihi means what? Very important. Who is Munihi? See, in whoever has disciplined one's mind is said to be Munihi. Manana Shilaha Munihi. The person who lives a life of karma yoga consciously, strictly, with all possible efforts, prayerfully, that person also has certain degree of mastery over the mind. He is said to be relatively a Munihi. Because he has disciplined the mind to some extent. The person who is still making efforts to discipline the mind is not a Munihi. He has disciplined the mind to a certain extent. He is Munihi. So having mastery over one's mind is having disciplined one's mind. Having mastery over one's mind means what? Having mastery over one's emotions. Having mastery over one's desires, raga dveshas, anger, hatred, fear, all that. So the person who lives consciously life karma yoga is making efforts to have mastery. So it's possible for him to have certain degree of mastery. But the person who has understood the truth as relatively disciplined minded person, a person understands the truth, he has absolute mastery over the mind. And he is said to be the conqueror of mind. The one who has absolute mastery over the mind, the conqueror of mind, who is free from the hold of mind, being free from the hold of ignorance, is said to have disciplined the mind totally. The person who has absolute mastery of the mind is the one who has disciplined his mind absolutely, totally. The person of absolutely disciplined minded person is Munihi. So the conqueror of the mind is Munihi. Manashilaha. So, which means, having absolute mastery over one's mind is possible only in the wake of jnanam. Only when the ignorance becomes resolved, one becomes the conqueror of the mind, one has disciplined the mind, one has absolute mastery over the mind. Unless and until jnanam takes place, unless ignorance cannot be resolved, unless ignorance becomes resolved, there is no way of having absolute mastery over one's mind. So this is Munihi. Absolutely disciplined mind that a person becomes. The mind is absolutely disciplined means there is no grief. So mind is indisciplined, there is grief. Absolutely disciplined, no grief. There cannot be place for grief in the disciplined mind. Totally disciplined mind. Only in indisciplined mind, grief, anger, all these are possible. Absolutely disciplined mind, nothing is there. Relatively disciplined mind, they are managed. In absolutely disciplined mind, they are not there, no place. That's why the person by whom Omkara has been known, he alone becomes Munihi. Absolutely disciplined minded. Having conquered, having mastery over his own mind totally. Na itaraha janaha, not another person. Okay, let us see the Shankaracharya's commentary. Amatraha Turiyaha Omkaraha. Actually, Omkara, the implied meaning of the word Om syllable is Turiyaha Amatraha, the pure consciousness witnessing the silence, which is, it doesn't have any time limitation. Then, Miyate Anaya Iti Matra. He's explaining why consciousness is Amatraha. Why Chaturiyaha is Amatra? Because Miyate Anaya Iti Matra. What is Matra? Matra is that by which, through which something is measured, accurately known. Isn't it Matra? See, in second chapter Bhagavad Gita, you would have heard the word Matra. Their sense organ is said to be Matra. Now, which is the verse? 14. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agama apayino nityaha tamsi tikshasva bharata. In that verse, you come across the word Matra. All sense organs are said to be Matraha. There also the same explanation is given. Why is sense organ is called Matra? Because Miyate Anaya Iti Matra. Matra is that by which, through which something is measured, accurately known. Sense organ is called a means of measurement, is Matra. Sense organ is also means of measuring, means of knowing. How big it is, how tall it is. Now, that is means of measuring is means of knowing. That's what's Matra. Sense organ is called Matra. And here also it is called Matra because Miyate Anaya Iti Matra. It means any measure is what? Has Parichittihi. Shankaracharya says Matra Parichittihi. Parichittihi Parichedaha means limitation. Any measure, any measuring instrument is what? Is limited. Has limitation. Measuring instrument means parichittihi. Parichittihi is a feminine gender word. Parichedaha is a masculine gender word. You come across both the words. Here he uses the word parichittihi. Elsewhere you would have heard the word parichedaha. Same meaning. Two different genders. Limitation. And sa ananta yasya, that whose limitation is not there, ananta yasya saha ananta matraha. How spatial, how limitless it is spatially, how limitless time wise, it is not, it cannot be measured. That's why it's called Amatra. He says, Sa Ananta Yasya Saha Ananta Matraha Divomkaraha, who is not limited. Therefore, who is not measured through anything. Limitless, immeasurable. Therefore, infinitude. Therefore, Ananta Matraha. There's nothing which can measure the Omkara. For Ananta Matraha, na etavattam asya parichetam shakyate. Etavattam asya parichetam na shakyate. This much is Omkaraha. This what is Omkaraha? As it is not possible to measure. This is this big, this is this long, this is this type. Etavatvam, this much is this. Iti, it is not possible to measure. So, to limit, it is not possible to limit Omkara as this much. Therefore, it is Anantamatraha. Because anything and everything which is measured as this much, that long, this long, is what? All mithya. It exists in the limitless consciousness. That's why in this universe, everything is possible to measure. Everything. Everything can be limited. Everything is limited. Everything is limited. Time-wise limited, spatially limited, object-wise limited. There's nothing which is not subject to limitations in this world. Whereas consciousness witnessing the silence implied by the Om alone is amatraha, anantamatraha. It is not possible to measure. Limit that. Okay. Sarva dvaita upashamatvadeva shivaha. See, he gives the meaning of two words together, Shankaracharya. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning of two words together. Sarva dvaita upashamatvadeva shivaha. Why is Omkara is said to be auspicious? Why it is of the nature of auspiciousness, happiness? Because it is the ground of resolution of the duality. Duality is there means there is limitation and there is unhappiness, there is grief, there is samsara. The duality is not there means in non-dual reality there is only Shivaha. So, dvaita upashamatvadeva Shivaha. Omkara is said to be happiness, auspiciousness, because it is the source of resolution of duality. It is free from duality. So being happy means being free from duality. Being free from duality means being free from wrong identity. Being free from wrong identity means having right identity. Having right identity means just being the self, which is knowing the self is being the self, being one's own self. Okay. Omkaraha yatha vyakhyataha viditaha yena. Okay. Here, the person by whom Omkara has been understood as unfolded here. Yatha vyakhyataha, as unfolded, ayatha vyakhyataha, as unfolded here, the Omkara, as explained here, as unfolded here, as described here, the Omkara understood by the person, that person, saha yena viditaha, the one by whom Omkara has been understood as exactly explained here, described here, unfolded here, that person, paramartha tattvasya mananat munihi. He is the munihi because of his having his mind abiding in the truth, paramartha tattvam, absolute reality. Shankaracharya gives a very beautiful meaning here. Why he is called Munihi? Paramartha tattvasya mananat Munihi. So I gave already explained the word Munihi. That's also explanation is there. But Shankaracharya gives a very beautiful meaning here. Who is Munihi? Paramartha tattvasya mananat Munihi. You must write this and keep. Paramartha tattvasya mananat munihi. The knower of Omkara is munihi because of his mind abiding in the absolute reality. Paramatattvasya manat. One meaning. Another meaning is what? He is munihi because he is constantly having the vision of the absolute reality being the self. Paramartha tattvasya mananat. Mananam means thinking, knowing also. Paramartha tattvasya mananat munihi. This person is munihi because who is munihi? The one who does not lose sight of the vision of the absolute reality, the paramartha tattvam being the self. One who is always in contemplation of the absolute reality. One who sees always the self as the absolute reality. He is munihi. So much you have to say to really get exactly what is conveyed by the word munihi. Paramartha tattvasya mananat munihi. Na itaraha janaha, not any other person. Not another person. Shastra vidapi, even if the person is the knower of Shastram, he has done Shravanam, he has done Manam, he has done that, he has understood, he has memorized the mantras, he can quote mantras, he can explain mantras, he knows Shastram, still he is not munihi unless he has clear vision of the paramartha tattvam as the self. All the shastra study must have culminated in the vision of this truth. Only then he is a munihi. Shastra study has been done. He still has not yet resolved his habit caused errors means. Still not enjoying the benefit of the teaching means. Still he is not munihi. He has not resolved, ascertained that vision. So munihi is the one who has ascertained vision of the paramartha tattvam. So much I have to say for the word munihi. Shastra vidapi na itaraha janaha. You are the person is shastrajnaha. Still he is not paramartha munihi. Okay. With this, agama prakranam ended. We have only completed one chapter of Mandukya prakrana grantha. We have three more prakranas. Now we are going to see the vaitatya prakranam.